Hello again, GWA. This is Listening Always, and I decided to do a little extracurricular sextivities questionnaire with a twist submitted by You Are Chank. And here we go. So section A is starting the day the right way, and it's the first question is, how often do you exercise? And masturbation doesn't count. Well, if masturbation doesn't count, then never. I'm totally, totally bad at exercising. I have no desire to do it. I just don't. People say that once you get past a certain point, you get all these endorphins and it feels really good. I have never gotten any sort of high from exercising. It's just tedious, annoying. No exercise. Of course, if there were a magic pill, and then everyone would just be fit and sexy, but alas, not to be. Question two, Stephen Fry or Hugh Laurie? Doesn't make any sense to me. I think it's an English thing. Number three is, given if you could only do one or the other for the rest of your life, would you rather masturbate first thing in the morning or last thing at night? I would always go last thing at night. Getting me out of bed in the morning is ridiculously hard. I would sleep so long if I could. I could be an Olympic sleeper. Go, America! Olympic sleeping for the win, and she's still asleep. Yep, that would be me. Like, no, five more minutes. So yeah, masturbating is definitely a nighttime activity. Part two, wakey wakey, eggs and bakey. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, some say. How often do you skip it? Well, I certainly wouldn't eat what you call a hearty breakfast every day. But I usually eat something going out the door, even if it's just like a granola bar or, you know, something like that. I just grab something and eat it in the car on the way to work. Or if I wake up particularly early, which is rare, see prior comment, very rare, then I might actually have, you know, cereal or, you know, toast or something that takes actual time to make rather than just grabbing a bar and running off with it. What's your next question is, what's your favorite kind of juice? And if you're not a juice person, what is your drink of choice at breakfast? Coffee and more coffee, just because I need it to wake up in the morning. I can't do it without coffee. Sorry. Third question for part two. If it was readily available, would you drink human breast milk? Have you ever drank it? I don't know if drank is the right verb, but I definitely tasted breast milk. The stuff that I tasted was definitely sweeter than regular milk, but not something that I think I'd be all over. Not even really a milk person. You know what milk's for? It's for making cream to put in coffee. There you go. All done. Tell a sexual story of yours that is related to breakfast in some way. And if you don't have one, you better well make one up. Back when I was young and naive and was jumping back and forth between a bunch of different doms, I had a little ritual that I had actually forgotten about until just now. After playing all night, you know, BDSM and other very vigorous acts of sex, I would be starving in the morning, and I always made him take me out to a diner for breakfast, and I felt like I deserved something special, so I always got chocolate chip pancakes with strawberries on top, which was just, you know, super decadent because usually it's either the strawberries or the chocolate chips. But I demanded chocolate chips and strawberries and whipped cream. So I didn't think it was unreasonable. I didn't think it was an unreasonable request. The next section, necessary tact and courtesy. Your morning commute or first commute of the day. How long is it? Do you know what they say? You know what they say about guys with long commutes? Funny. My morning commute is usually between 20 and 30 minutes, depending on traffic, depending on if I take back roads or, you know, the highways. And it's summertime, so it's actually a lot less than that because there's not a gazillion school buses to get through. And that's fun. Okay, next question is, let's say you're trying to impress a potential mate to mate with for mating. What's your go-to characteristic? Peacock for us, motherfucker. Is it narcissistic to say my voice? I've always loved my voice. I love my singing voice. I love my speaking voice. I think I read very well. I think I'm well spoken. All those wonderful things. So I would definitely sing like birds to attract a mate. Probably after that, I'd have to think about it. 3. What accent of the British Isles or for the Commonwealth, if you absolutely must, do you find most alluring? And say the following phrase in that accent. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. Oh my goodness. All accents are kind of sexy to me. So... oh my goodness, I guess I'd have to butcher it, do I? Okay. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. That's probably so bad. Okay. Number 4. What's your favorite number? Yes, you must have a favorite. Seriously, don't answer any more questions until you do. Yes, I have a favorite number. My favorite number is 11. 1-1. Lots of different reasons. Okay, the next question is, assuming all things were equal, like pay, benefits, lifetime earnings, life expectancy, blah, 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 would you rather work at a traditional job or as a fluffer in the porn industry? I think I would probably go with a traditional job, not just because, you know, my parents would know that I was a fluffer, but because... I think I'd get bored after a while. I need things that are different in a everyday job. I can't do the same thing all day, every day. And being a fluffer would, even though it might be different individuals from time to time, it would most likely be the same thing every day. So, no. Next is, would you rather have webbed feet and hands or gills in your neck? The gills are visible. Well, if I had gills in my neck, I could stay underwater forever. That would be cool. If I had webbed feet and hands, I could just swim better. But the gills are visible. That's what turtlenecks are for, right? I'm going gills. Do you bring your lunch to work or eat out? And what's your go-to lunch, in or out? I usually bring my lunch to work. It's usually salad because you feel like you have to. Every girl wants to lose 15 pounds or whatever you call it in England. If I don't bring lunch, it'll either be a deli, or if I'm feeling really, really decadent, I will go with sushi. Usually when we go sushi, I just can't stop and I'll just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. Ugh. Love sushi. Anyway, next question. Congratulations, you've been selected to have a vegetable of your choice inserted into your rectum. Which do you choose? I'm going to cheat on this one. I'm going to say asparagus. Super, super thin. Number five, would you prefer to drive a manual or automatic transmission? I do not know how to drive a manual. I tried to learn once. It didn't turn out well for me or the car. So, yeah, I'm just going to stick with my automatic transmission until Google comes out with cars that will drive you anywhere. Next section. Say you're a middle-aged Chinese woman. Say it. You only have one child. Would you prefer that child to be male or female? Okay, well, if you're going with the regular thought process that's in China, then everyone wants a boy because you pass along the name, you pass along the history, you pass along everything in the family, whereas the girl, at least in older Chinese history and modern times, is less important. So if I was actually going to put myself in that position, I would probably want a boy. But you're assuming, one, that the middle-aged Chinese woman doesn't already have a child, or didn't have one out of wedlock. You're assuming that she's married. You're assuming that she wants to have a child. So I'm just going to leave that one alone. Or you could go somewhere else. You could move to anywhere else in the world and have as many kids as you want. The pill question. Let's say there's a pill which will erase your entire memory, but leave you intact as a person. You'll still have skills and knowledge, but you just won't know who you are. Essentially, it's an experimental reset. Would you take this pill? I would have to be pretty depressed to take a pill like that. And I'm not going to say that I haven't had times in my life when I would have just wanted to forget everything. But time marches on, and eventually you come to terms with things that have happened to you, things that have happened to people that you love, and you get through it. This is digressing a little bit, but one of my favorite books, I can't remember the author. Oh my God, it's too late. Broadway played Mark in Rent. I don't think his name is Adam. Anyway, maybe I'll edit this. But the name of the book is The Only Way Out Is Through. And it's about grief, and it's about pushing through something. And if you try to wall off your emotions and you try to shove them in a corner, you will never heal. You have to go through it. You have to experience it. In other cultures, grief is celebrated. There's wailing, gnashing of teeth, screaming, crying. But at least in where I live, in America, everyone wants to be so cold. You don't feel anything. You don't act like anything affects you. And that's so detrimental to your psyche, because if you don't feel anything, then it's all just locked away and you're killing your soul. And that's really the only thing there is to it. So no, I would not take a pill to get rid of my memories. I love my memories. I love who I am most days. So I'll just stick with that. Okay. Next question. You're coming down the stretch of your workday. Be honest, what percentage of the back half of the day do you spend browsing the internet and goofing off? Do you tend to stay at work late or go home right on time? If you had asked me this question about a month ago before I discovered GWA, I didn't spend any time goofing off on the internet or browsing. I worked rather hard. I still work rather hard. But now I have this extra temptation in my pocket with my phone, and it's very difficult to focus sometimes. So I still stay late. I still do what needs to get done, but now it's a little more distracting. Next question. You've got an exciting event coming up this weekend, and you're thinking about it constantly. What is it again? The exciting event. It's supposed to be a conversation. Just tell me what. Oh, for Christ's sakes, if you had an exciting event planned for this weekend, what would it be? Concert, random trip to Pittsburgh, romantic getaway, etc. It would probably be a Broadway show. Probably be the best thing. I love so many of them. And a trip to New York is always fabulous. So that's probably would be the best thing. Probably next would be concerts, just music, any kind really. There's just music is a wonderful variety. Let's see, next. Are you afraid of the dark? When did you stop? I don't think I'm afraid of the dark anymore. It's kind of dark where I am right now, so we'll go with that. When did I stop being afraid of the dark? Probably around, you know, late, like 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there. I can remember reading at a very young age, 5, 6 years old, and I would get out of bed in the middle of the night and read with the nightlight because I just loved reading so much. And my parents eventually took the nightlight away, so I had to deal with darkness. And it was very sad. I'm scared. And hold me. Can you hold me? Okay, let's move on. Who knows you better, your friends or your family? Definitely my friends know me better than my family. If you have to cry, do you prefer to cry with someone you're close to or all alone? That's a tricky one. I'm going to go... Well, again, it depends why you're crying. Are you crying because you stubbed your toe, or are you crying because, you know, someone you love was hurt? Are you crying, you know... I would probably want to cry with someone that I'm close to. A little better that way. Next section is, what is your favorite food-related TV show or host? It has to be Alton Brown. He's just fabulous. It's not even the science behind the cooking. He's a funny, funny guy. What's your favorite hero project? Hero projects for mass mobilization, Sunday chase, your great work. In your back of your mind, what's the huge thing you've always wanted to do but never had the resources? Ooh, this one's tricky. I don't know. I'd like to maybe eventually, you know, use natural resources for things. Saw one really cool YouTube video about putting solar panels on all the roads, especially the flat roads in the Midwest and in the South, so that the roads that bake with the sun anyway would just absorb the sunlight and make electricity, which I thought, wow, that's effing brilliant. But it's not my idea. But I guess we can go with that. We can go with solar power. Yes, solar power. I'll go with that. Next question. You're eating alone. Do you eat out of the Tupperware you're keeping the leftovers in, or do you go to the trouble of making a plate? I go to the trouble of making a plate. Tupperware doesn't microwave well. Next. What is your favorite sexual position, and what about it do you like so much? Make sure to specify the gender of the partner and if you're open to having both genders for positions for both. My gender preference for sex is male. I identify as a heterosexual woman, and believe it or not, I like missionary because my current partner, his cock curves just right to hit my G-spot if he's on top. We can have sex in numerous positions, but we always end up with him on top because, wow, it just... So, let's see. There's a third party in the bedroom while you're making whoopee. Would you prefer the third party be the one you're having sex with or secretly hiding in the closet watching? Come up with a backstory to justify your choice. I want it to be such and such because your SO takes the place you didn't fill with the third party. I like the idea of somebody watching, but not necessarily being there. So a camera or a live video feed or something like that. That always has gotten me all tingly in all the right places. So we'll go with that. I think I can do that as far... Well... yeah, we'll go with that. And just in case it ever comes up, if there's a fire or dildo emergency, where do you keep your sex toys? They're I have a headboard, and underneath is like a space just between like the floor and the bed, and they are there. The more risque toys are in a bag in the top of the closet for, you know, different playtime. Where is the first non-disposable object you ever... where or what? I think... Where is the first non-disposable object you ever masturbated? I'm not sure what you mean by non-disposable. If it's an object, it's probably disposable. No? Well, I'm going to answer what I think you want to hear, which is a highlighter. That's the first thing I masturbated with that was not fingers. And the second thing, since we're going in that direction, was a paintball container, which really looked like a dildo at the time. Late Night with Fred Rogers. I'm a sucker for mashups, so do you like mashed potatoes or baked? I like twice baked mashed potatoes, where you scoop them out and you bake them with cheese and garlic and butter, and then you put them back in and you eat them, and it's so yummy. Next question. You're up late without the intention of getting drunk. So what are you drinking? Cider, wine, not getting drunk, maybe Jack and Coke, Captain and Coke. Probably the same thing I would drink if I was going to get drunk, just less of it. The naked elephant in the room. You want to have sex with someone. How do you let them know? Well, first, you make eye contact. Second, if they're your SO, you slide up to them and say, Hey, honey, I think I'm feeling a little turned on, and I was hoping you could come with me and help me with something. And that usually works for me. Would you rather sleep on a bed of pillows or a bed with no pillows? So many pillows. Lots of pillows. Do you know someone has had sex in your bed, but it's not immediately obvious when you look at the bed. Do you wash the sheets before you get in? It says someone. Do I know that someone? I think that would depend entirely as to whether or not I wash the sheets. If it's someone I know, then maybe, maybe not. If it's someone I don't know, then definitely. Tequila sunrise. Does that mean you're still drunk or too hungover to fall asleep? Which do you prefer, sunrises or sunsets? Sunsets. I am never up early enough for sunrises. All things being equal, are you more productive when you're alone or surrounded by others? I am more productive when I'm alone, I think. But not for long stretches of time. I'd like to be interactive with other people. If anything, what are you saving for that special someone? There is nothing I am saving, because I believe that I'm with my soulmate. So he already has everything I am. Don't cheat. What is the Higgs-Bonson, and what is its significance to modern society? This is a free-form question. If you consider yourself an expert on any topic, please share your passion with us about it. Teach us about your passion. My passion would have to be Broadway. I love everything about it. I love the way it makes me feel, the way that you have song and music, and the way that harmonies can combine to just put shivers down your spine and make you feel these emotions and identify with the characters. And I love musical theater. It is fabulous. It is my wonderful, wonderful passion. If I thought I was good enough, I probably would have gone to do Broadway a long time ago. I thought for a long time I would write Broadway musicals. I wanted to be like Stephen Sondheim, but damn, he's talented, and damn, I'm not. But I do love singing. I do love everything about it. I miss it. I'm going to start doing a little bit more now that I have more of an outlet. And, oh my goodness, 25 minutes. Well, I hope that everyone enjoys my my questionnaire. And I'll talk to you soon, GWA. Bye.